This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian yesterday and expressed deep concern at the recent escalations in the ongoing conflict between Iran and Israel. The talks came hours after the United States inserted itself in Israel's efforts to cripple Iran's nuclear program by carrying out strikes at three Iranian nuclear facilities, including Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that they discussed about the current situation in detail. Prime Minister Modi reiterated call for immediate de-escalation, dialogue, and diplomacy as the way forward and for early restoration of regional peace, security, and stability. President Pezeshkian briefed Prime Minister Modi in detail and shared his perspective on the current situation in the region. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Pezeshkian for the continued support being extended for safe return and repatriation of the Indian community. Iran's parliament has unanimously approved a dramatic proposal to close the Strait of Hormuz, the world's most critical oil and gas shipping route, in direct retaliation for U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities at Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. The parliamentary decision represents a potentially catastrophic escalation that could trigger global economic chaos though the final authority to implement the closure rests with Iran's Supreme National Security Council, which has not yet issued a formal order to execute the blockade. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio immediately condemned the Iranian move as economic suicide and warned that closing the strait could provoke a strong American and allied military response. Oil prices have already begun spiking on international markets as shipping companies place their fleets on high alert. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the government has been closely monitoring the evolving geopolitical situation in West Asia since the last 2 weeks. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Puri said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has diversified its supplies in the past few weeks and a large volume of supplies do not come through the Strait of Hormuz now. He informed that oil marketing companies have supplies of several weeks and continue to receive energy supplies from several routes. He said government takes all necessary steps to ensure stability of supplies of fuel to Indian citizens. Amid ongoing conflict, a total of 311 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a special flight from Mashhad in Iran. In view of the increasing hostilities in the region, Indian nationals in Iran have been advised to stay in touch with the Indian Embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with the 24/7 control room established by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi. The government has debunked the claims made by several social media accounts that Indian airspace was used by the United States to launch aircraft against Iran during Operation Midnight Hammer. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau termed the claim as fake, stressing that Indian airspace was not used by the United States. On the opening day of the World Para Powerlifting World Cup 2025 being held in Beijing, China, India made a significant impact by clinching 4 medals, including gold, silver, and 2 bronze. The tournament, serving as a qualifying event for the 2026 World Cup Championships and the 2028 Paralympic Games, features over 40 countries' top para powerlifters. And that's the end of this news bulletin.